What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tony Talks, coming at you with another fire episode. Now, I told you guys that I was doing my health and wellness series. I have a very, very special guest here with me today. I have the owner of Ty's Kitchen joining me on this episode today to tell you all about her business and how it can benefit you on your health journey.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one.
My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
Ty, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad that you agreed to be on my show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, you're welcome. So tell us a little bit about Ty's Kitchen. When did you start?
So Ty's Kitchen started in 2019, but then it wasn't actually a meal prep service. I was just selling plates of soul food.
Oh, wow.
Turned into meal prep after my personal fitness journey.
Okay. When did your personal fitness journey start?
It started in, I want to say, 2020. My own journey started. So when I started seeing results from my journey, I realized that I had to change my nutrition.
Oh.
So I'm a chef. I've been a chef for about 10 years in New York City. But as much as I know how to cook food, I did not know the science behind nutrition and how it benefits your fitness journey. So I was seeing results, and at the time my goal was to gain weight. But I went on what we call a dirty bulk. I was just eating everything.
Right, without knowing exactly what you were doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I just gained a lot of body fat, tummy mm-hmm. fat, back fat, because for women, that's usually where it goes.
Yeah.
So when I realized this, I realized that this nutrition played a huge factor in this. And that's what really got me going down the rabbit hole of nutrition and just learning all about the benefits of nutrition.
Yes, that is so amazing. I love that you took the time to actually learn, so that with your meal prep service, you're not just here's this food, but I don't know what it's going to do for you. Know that it's going to help people mm-hmm. on their fitness journeys. Now, I do notice an accent. You did say you stayed in New York, but where is it? I don't know if this accent is New York.
Really?
It sounds like that's a New York accent.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been.
Sounds very islandy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yes, I definitely thought you were from an island or something. That's what it was given. What made you want to start actually prepping meals for people? Because I know for me, I try to meal prep for myself. Mm-hmm. So trying to meal prep for other people, how?
Yeah, it's a lot. So I think just because the fact that I already love to cook.
That's important.
I love food. I'm a foodie. Yeah. I love food. So, once I started seeing my results and seeing what it did for myself, I want other people to experience that,
Yeah.
And just make their lives easier because, like you said, it's a lot to, prep and just stay consistent with that.
Definitely. Because I get bored after maybe 3 days of eating the same meal.
Yeah.
With your customers, how do you order mm-hmm. with your, how do you set the meal prep? How do they do that?
So my business model differs a lot from most meal prep services. Normally the plates are already put together.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of I don't like the restriction. I don't feel it has to be, you should be able to enjoy the food that you love.
Yes.
While you've been on a fitness journey. So I have the option where basically you choose your proteins, your carbs, and your vegetables.
Oh.
Yeah. And they come in packages of 10. Ideally to cover lunch and dinner for 5 days. So what you do is you choose up to 3 proteins, 2 carbs, and 2 vegetables, and then I will arrange them in a way where you're not eating the same thing every day.
Ooh.
But you're eating what you love since you chose it.
Yes. Okay. This sounds like the meal prep service for me, for sure.
more freedom.
Yes, I love that. And that they get to choose. So it's not just like, oh, well, this is what I'm making this week. Mm-hmm. So you got to get this. You get to choose from each category, meal category. That's really awesome. Do you prepare meals for different lifestyles, like vegan or vegetarian?
I do. So currently I offer vegetarian meal plans and keto meal plans.
Oh, okay.
And I dabble in vegan meals here and there. I am still learning, to be honest, about the completely. I feel like a lot of vegan meals are like fried, and I actually don't fry anything
in my meals.
At all. Like, it's like grilled and things, just the healthier way, you know, less calories.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have like vegan protein pancakes, vegan mac and cheese, for example, and then like the vegetarian pattern things. But I'm still, you know, learning.
Yeah, I've tried the vegan thing before, and I don't know. It is hard trying to figure out like what you can do, what you can't do.
Yeah.
And then things that you do eat, you didn't notice that it had certain things in it. So it is pretty tough. But I love that you do the vegetarian meal. So guys, she does meals for different types of diets. You said keto, vegetarian, and pescatarian. Yes, that's amazing. Yes.
Weight loss, weight gain meal plans, you know, and then of course snacks, healthy snacks. Fresh juices and all of the things.
That's amazing. Oh, fresh juice? Oh, I love some juice.
Fresh juice.
Yes. Do you change up your juices too? Or do you have like a standard juice?
So I actually have, my clients actually have the ability to choose their juices.
Ooh.
Like strawberry, pineapple, whatever. But I also have a set that I offer as well, a bundle.
Oh, cool.
Five.
Oh, now I want some fresh pressed juice. I love, what's my favorite juice? I really love beet, pomegranate, and pineapple. Those are really, that's really good to me. People don't like the beet flavor, but the pineapple actually balances it out. It's so good.
I love.
Yes. How do people receive their meals? Do you deliver?
So I do offer two pickup locations here in Fayetteville. And I offer delivery as well. All the way to Goldsboro and
dang.
Yes.
Oh, so your market is big.
Yes, it is. I try to cater. So I used to ship like to all 50 states, but it got costly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It got
I can see how that could be.
Because, you know, like the delivery guys, they can get rough. Fragile labels and everything, they're rough.
Yeah.
And, you know, containers are very customer would complain. But I do offer shipping to like the outskirts of North Carolina.
Okay.
South Carolina and up to Virginia.
Okay. That's still really great. Wow. And has your complaints kind of dwindled down since you?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Yes. It's definitely dwindled down there. But unfortunately, like I have people call, I've shipped all the way to New York, Jersey, and I have people still call me and I'll be feeling so bad because I went sending my meals all the
But
way
that's
out
really
here,
good. But, you made an impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And were you meal prepping in New York?
I was.
Okay.
That's actually where it started. Tice Kitchen started in New Jersey.
When did you move here?
About 3.5 years ago.
Oh, why?
well, I actually grew up in Rayford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I moved back to New York about 12 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been there for 12 years, and then I decided to move back just because, you know, it got really expensive out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the kids, I just wanted to transition back here at some point.
Yeah, I understand that. And this is home. Wow, that's really cool.
This is very much home.
And you said you grew up in Rayford, so you went to school here and everything.
Yes, everything.
Dang. Okay. Well, welcome home.
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have you because we get to use your services because I'm definitely going to be placing an order because I need help.
Absolutely.
And breakfast isn't so bad because most days of the week I fast, like intermittent fasting. So I won't eat until like noon or 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it's like I got to figure out lunch and dinner every day. And then sometimes it just gets so like I don't know what I want or what I have a taste for. So I think your services would be really helpful. And like, if I pay for a meal prep service, I'm going to eat that meal prep service because I want to get my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So I really love that. I think a lot of us struggle with trying to figure out what we're going to eat. I see that all the time on social media. People are like, well, what am I going to eat today? Or what am I going to feed my kids?
Right.
And sometimes we don't have the time either to cook. We work 9+ hours a day. And it's like, I still got to cook at home and go to the gym.
Yeah, that's a whole
yeah. If something's going to, something's not going to happen.
And that's exactly why I'm here.
So yes.
You know, take a load off and give you more time to other things that are important.
I love it. I thank you for your service because, girl, I don't know if I could cook people food. How can we support your business?
I think word of mouth is like the best support.
Yes.
This is like more real. You know, you're not mm-hmm. going to say something and be lying about it.
Right.
You know? Like, it's not. Yeah, word of mouth, like if you know family and friends or someone who's looking for a meal prep service, someone who doesn't have time or works a lot and needs that, I think that would be a great support. But also social media, like we sharing to your audience, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of getting a further reach would be very supportive.
Yeah, I definitely agree that word of mouth really does. It's a really great marketing strategy.
It does.
And that's crazy because I actually heard about you through word of mouth. Another business that I'm interviewing for this series was like, have you ever heard of Ty's Kitchen?
Oh, wow.
I was in a meeting with them and they were saying that their lives got so busy, especially with them opening up another location, that they don't have time to cook for the family anymore. Oh. And Chloe, actually, from Wananavu Kava Bar.
Yes, that's my girl.
She told me about you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I'm reaching out.
Awesome.
And I'm
that's
so
great.
Glad.
Yeah, she's very supportive. She's always on it. Love her.
So tell the people. Where can we follow you at? Give us your Instagram handle. Are you on Facebook too?
I am on Facebook.
Okay, give us all of that.
So my Instagram and Facebook is at Ty's Meal Prep Kitchen.
Ty's Meal Prep.
And some may know it was Ty's Kitchen, but we were hacked. So it's Ty's Meal Prep Kitchen now, both on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok.
Okay.
If you're on the TikTok. The website is there as well.
So make sure y'all go follow. And her website link is in her bio. So make sure y'all go support. But guess what, y'all? Somebody is going to get to try Ty's Meal Prep Kitchen because one lucky person will win a free fresh pressed juice bundle with any meal plan purchase. So to win this, we're going to let y'all know. Thank you so much, Ty.
So welcome. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it so much.
Yes.
See, that's already supportive right
there. Right. I love it. Well, guys, that is the end of this episode. I hope that you all support Ty's Meal Prep Kitchen. It is worth it. I haven't even tried it yet, and I know it's worth it just from hearing about it, but I'm definitely going to support, and I encourage you all to support too. You all be blessed, and health as well.
Health as well.
Peace.